Dr. Elf Conradi joining me this afternoon. Doc is a specialist in pediatric critical care. You're one of the ones, I'm going to say, that kind of makes this magic happen. It's not magic, obviously, but you're one of the ones on that front line every day. What's it like to work in this building?
Well, I got to say, just walking here to have this interview conducted and to see Maverick, that says it all. Just the smile that put on my face, and to know that the expertise that we have here at the Stollery really helped Maverick and his family survive an extraordinary event. That says it all.
Well, when you saw him, you said, I have to give you a hug, and I saw you give him a big hug. I mean, that's, you remember these kids.
No question. First of all, I got to say to all of your audience, thank you for listening today, because the impact that all of you have on the work that we do, I cannot overstate how important this is. Jalen, as you said, I work in the pediatric intensive care, and this is where the sickest of the sick kids come. I've been doing this for 30 years, and so I've witnessed the Mavericks of the of the world, and there are more and more Mavericks that are coming out of the Stollery, because the expertise that has been concentrated here and the skill set has become so extraordinary that you ask me, how do I feel coming to work here each and every day? It's with a real sense of pride and also a sense of trust that if my grandchild ever needs the health of some kind, that the best of the best sits in this building and throughout our network.
You know, Dr. Conradi, my grandson, 3 years old, was rushed here a couple of months ago, and he's fine, but it was that 24 hours of sheer terror when you're not sure what's going on. And 2 months on, it still makes me emotional. But I knew when the ambulance was rushing him over here, I thought to myself, nope, there's a reason why we raise money every year for this. There's a reason. And we hear it and we know. And I'm like, he's going to be okay, because he's going to be in good care. He's going to have the best of the best of the best. And you know what? He's doing just fine. Thank goodness. And thank you. When you take a look at this building and the Stollery over the past 20 years, how has it changed? Give me an idea of what's happened here over the past couple of decades.
Yeah. So I've been here for about 30 years, and so I've lived this experience. And the way I've described it with the utmost respect is, 30 years ago, pediatrics was like a mom-and-pop shop. You know, tremendous work being done, tremendous effort. But we've become a huge, huge institution now, one that provides the best care equal to any institution in North America as far as the caliber and complexity of care. And so the facility that we sit in, the Walter C. McKenzie Health Center, this is a facility that was designed almost five decades ago. At the time that this was designed, the concept of congenital heart surgery, the concept of solid organ transplant, heart, liver, lungs, small bowel, kidney transplants, the idea of an artificial heart program, even pediatric intensive care where I work, they did not exist. And so how can you build a facility to incorporate that expertise if you don't really know what it is? And so this building has been adapted, and in the plasticity that's been built into it, it's done its best to accommodate this tremendous growth that the Stollery's had. But it is now beyond, you know.
And that's why we're talking about a purposely built Stollery, a standalone Stollery Children's Hospital. And it's a long way to go there, but what would that do for the kids, the doctors, the healthcare workers, that needs to be here?
Excellent question. What it will allow us to do is continue with the momentum forward. We're, you know, this quest to always be the best, to provide the best care. You need to continue to expand. You need to continue to grow. We need to continue to attract the best of the best, the expertise. If you get someone who is an expert in a very specific area, that doesn't just benefit that little area. In fact, it benefits broadly the whole population of children. And so we need to grow to continue to attract that expertise. We need to grow to continue to be able to accommodate these extraordinarily complex programs. Who knows what's going to be the programs, the new programs, 20 to 30 years from now? We need to have a facility that can incorporate that into it. Population growth. The population of Alberta now is about 2.5 times what it was when this building was first envisioned. And the expectation is that the population's going to grow another 50% in the next 20, 24 years. If there's one thing we learned from the pandemic, as well as the most recent viral surge for children, is there's no give in the system. And so developing a dedicated children's hospital that is built for the developmental stages of children, child-friendly, family-friendly. Pediatrics is a family-centered program. It's not, you're not dealing with just the patient, it's the whole family. And you need to make space for that. You need to incorporate research, virtual care. You need to be able to find tools so that you can interact with this large network of care where we reach out to all the other centers throughout our catchment area to work synergistically with them. That all takes space. It takes programmatic expertise. And so a new children's hospital will embed all of that into it, including research, including education. And that's how you move forward over the next 40, 50 years. You need that.
One more question before I let you go. What was it for you that made you decide to work in pediatrics and pediatric critical care?
My father was a pediatrician.
Was he?
And he, his passion for children and this idea that kids will always keep you young at heart rang true. And so I'm fortunate in that I've been able to follow in his footsteps, and my son Nicholas is now following in my footsteps. So,
wow, what a legacy, what a legacy. Dr. Conradi, thank you for joining me this afternoon. Thank you for sharing, you know, your thoughts, and even just talking about Maverick, but the thought too about that, you know, that standalone, that Stollery Children's Hospital that we're dreaming of 10 years down the road. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.